Perhaps, Mum, I'd us both. Okay, but no fooling around, she muttered as she turned up the television. Neighbours was on for the next half hour. Total silence would be demanded. Look in Dad's tent between us both. Ken and I sneaked out the back door. At long last, we had permission to spend the night camping out, even if it was at the bottom of Kev's garden. 4 hours later, we snuggled into our sleeping bag. Already, the sun had dipped over the horizon. Kev switched on his torch, and they looked over the garden to the house. All three rooms were lit up like a glowing yellow pumpkins. However, at the end of the garden, it was getting darker and darker, as if we were getting into a deep pit. Stars came out like tiny silver studs. The moon cast it an eerie silver light. It grew colder. Kev zipped up the temp flap and we chatted for a while. I could see my digital watch giving off a strange green glow. It had luminous numbers, which meant sometimes you can see in the dark. Kev told me a joke about a man and a dog that wore brown shoes. When we first heard it, a strange scratching noise came from outside the tent. We froze. What on earth could it be? Then it came again. Something or someone was moving towards the entrance, scraping. Then there was a scraping noise like someone's last rasping breath. There was no escape. All we could do was lie down waiting, terrified. We dug deep into our sleeping bags and waited. My heart thumped. Kev surprised me. Cautiously, he went to open the flap, reached out to open the flap. There was a sudden rush of air. And we looked out, and Kev flickered on his torch. The beam stabbed the darkness, picking out the intruder like a spotlight. It was a headshot. Taking one look at it with its black button eyes, it sniffed, tripping up the garden, snorting like a waddling hairbrush. The next morning, Kev's mum treated us to some bacon and eggs. All right, were you, Kevin? She asked as she spread some butter onto our toast. No probs, replied Kev, as if it had been plain sailing. She took another look at her son again and raised one eyebrow. I could see she wasn't fooled.